Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. A little bit of the Drifters bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Paul Casey, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Is Self-Employment for You, the CEO of Casey Communications. Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the 7 personality traits of a successful entrepreneur. We've already talked about execution, finance, reliability, pragmatism. What about decisiveness? Is that one of them?
Well, you know, I kind of really think, obviously, making a decision is important. I think a lot of people who come out of corporations and want to go into business for themselves, they come out of a meeting environment where you go to meetings for everything, meetings. And right. Why do you have all these meetings? It's because you're afraid to make a decision. And I strongly believe you have to get that behind you quickly and then go through a process of reprogramming yourself where, again, you can make a decision. If it's a wrong decision, that's okay, because if you make that decision and it's wrong and it's clear and it's your fault, you will not make it again.
Right.
But when it gets all muddied up and there's all these people involved, finger-pointing starts and things, you really don't know ultimately whether what you were doing works or not. I think one of the great things about being an entrepreneur and being decisive is that you are free to make those mistakes. And
Right. Again,
if you're incremental and keep your business small and make grow them small, organically,
make, right.
that you will, mistakes you make won't be fatal.
Somebody said to me one time that the key to success is to make lots of decisions. And if you make them quick enough and early enough, and if you know what you're doing, you'll make more of them right than not. And the other thing I love is what's attributed to Edison, who allegedly said, failure is successfully discovering what doesn't work. That's what a decision will do, isn't it, Paul? As you said, it'll help you find out what works, what doesn't work. And when you find it out, that's what the decision is intended to reveal something to you.
Yes, not always trying to be right.
But right.
I think that's a great way to put it.
That's not what a decision is not supposed to lead you to what's right. It's supposed to lead you to understanding.
That's right. Exactly. And I'm a lot wiser or smarter about those sorts of things. I can assess things a lot quicker now because of all the screw-ups I have made.
Right. And that's the reason why, Paul, I love to hear successful people talk about their mistakes, the things they did wrong. When I have somebody highly successful person on the show, somebody like a really big name or something like that, I ask them, tell me about your mistakes. You know, because people think, wow, they got to be rich or they got to be famous because they're so smart. Well, you know what? They probably got there because they learned from their mistakes more than anything.
I would totally agree. That's why I think it's one of the top 7. Absolutely.
Right. And being organized is a big deal too, isn't it?
Well, I think there's one thing you can only control in totality, and that is your time. I mean, every day, how you use it. I just, again, will observe people, and I know myself, because I had a great mentor here. I got to give him a lot of credit, who really got me into really being focused and organized and how important that is. And because, again, time is the most valuable commodity in how you use it.
You can't synthesize it.
Yes, and you know, that's where you can really win against your competitors or whoever it may be there.
Sure. Right.
I'm not worried about the competitors so much, but nonetheless, you can really, you know, fortify yourself in being organized, know what you're doing throughout the day and using your time wisely. And I would have to say most of that is using your time is selling your business, because no one can sell your business like you.
And I have to say that being organized is something I have to work on all the time. I'm not good. I'm sort of sporadic. I get really organized and then I get really unorganized. And I'm still working on that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we're all fighting that.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I had that self-employment test and I asked question 4. Where are you in the scale of organization? And at the one scale I have, where are my car keys?
You know,
I have no idea.
But the question is, even if you think you might be a little unorganized, here's the question, Paul. Are you getting anything done? If you're so unorganized you can't get anything done, then that's not good. If you're unorganized but you're still getting things done, or if you're not as organized as you want to be but you're still meeting deadlines, you're still accomplishing things, that's something else. Quickly, the last one, judgment.
Yes, and that, I think, ties everything together, and I do believe that if someone has a strong sense of judgment, they look in their life, who they've married, they're not divorced 8 times. Again, this is looking going into business where the prospects are high,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, you've wrecked 3 cars, you've mm-hmm. been in debt and things. If you have good judgment, I think that'll guide everything that we've talked about.
And if you make enough mistakes, eventually you'll get a little bit of better judgment, won't you, Paul?
No question.
Hey, Paul, give us a website quickly.
Prospectsforsuccess.com.
Thanks, Paul. Good job today. Come back soon.
All right, thanks, Jim.
Paul Casey, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.